May 5th, Wednesday. What is the Feast of Purim? The Feast of Purim commemorates the salvation of the Jewish people in ancient Persia from the evil Haman, a descendant of Agag, who tried to massacre all the Jewish people. According to Esther 3:7, lots were cast, and the 12th month of Adar was chosen. In one day, on the 13th day of the 12th month, Haman plotted to annihilate all Jewish people in Persia and plunder their goods. However, through a dramatic reversal, Haman was hanged, and the Jewish people were about to be slaughtered, receive salvation. The Feast of Purim is the day that commemorates that dramatic event. The start of the past 30 years, Esther. Esther chapter 4, verse 16. Go gather all the Jews to be found in Susa, and hold a fast on my behalf, and do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my young women will also fast as you do. Then I will go to the king, though it is against the law, and if I perish, I perish. There is a constant stream in the gospel movement. When 99.9% of the Israelites lost hold of the gospel, fell into idol worship, and were seized by the customs of the world, they were invaded by surrounding powerful nations. At that time, God made the Israelites captives for the purpose of world evangelization and left behind 0.1% of remnants who possess the gospel. For you who have been called as a remnant, there is something you must remember. Number 1. Other factors that God has prepared for remnants. God sent Esther in front of King Ahasuerus, who ruled the Persian Empire and moved the world. Because remnants are the 0.1% who will be used in the time schedule prepared by God, they must constantly prepare in prayer. Whereas Queen Vashti, who indulged in daily feasts, drinking, singing, and dancing, was eventually dethroned. Through that event, remnants must realize to enjoy and not indulge in the matters of the world. Number 2. Remnants are those who remained, those who remain, those who will remain, and those who will leave behind. After Queen Vashti was dethroned, God raised Esther as the queen. Through Esther, God restored Israel, who had lost hold of world evangelization. Furthermore, unlike Haman, Esther had the power not to be deceived by the world, and even in the midst when the people of the covenant were about to be exterminated, she experienced the blessing of Purim. God's time schedule will surely come. That's why remnants must wait and challenge for the restoration of the coming generations. Remnants will create a system to save the age and raise the RUTC and RU. All remnants have to do is hold on to God's covenant and prepare to change the absolutely impossible field of nobody into the absolutely possible field of everybody. Dear God, may the grace of Jesus Christ and the works of the Holy Spirit come upon the 0.1% of remnants who possess the gospel. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.